Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Pruitt. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sixto Lizcano. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Davis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting 9th. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell fires to first and has Dade trapped. There's the throw to Gantner, who tags Dade for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lascano. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Grubb moves to third. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Verizer moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Verizer scores. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Thornton moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Horton is attempting to get to second. There's the throw and Horton is out. Thornton moves to third. 1 out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Pruitt reaches second base with a double. Thomas throws the ball into Gantner, who relays the ball to Money, who tags Pruitt trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Thornton scores. 2 outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money strikes out. 1 out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lizcano hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Randy Stein now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Date strikes out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Wise covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-2 in the game. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cooper moves to third. Heil moves to second. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-to-4, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb strikes out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Verizer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Indians 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner bunts towards the mound. Wise fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Money hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade. Money reaches second base with a double. Gantner goes all the way around to score. It's 7-to-4, Brewers. Dennis Kinney now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooper bunts towards the mound. Kinney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Money moves to third. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Heil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lizcano takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Money tags and scores. Cooper tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-to-4, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cooper scores. Lizcano moves to second. It's 9-to-4, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-4, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning moves to third. Bell moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-7, Brewers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Indians 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Money hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lascano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Date hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norris moves to second. Bob McClure now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.